You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, technology is an area that many of you will know I love to dabble in. I love to play with new gadgets. I love to talk about gadgets on our technology program, Tech Talk, here on RNIB Connect Radio. But for many people, there's still a lack of understanding about how technology can help you, especially those of us who are blind or partially sighted. How do you use technology? How do you make the most of it if you're blind or partially sighted, when so much of the interface is visual and you don't know where to start? Think about a smartphone, for example. Now, in Scotland, around 170,000 people live with some degree of sight loss. Many of them are older and live alone. And for them, technology is particularly important for things like online shopping and keeping in touch with family and friends. And RNIB is here to help and make the most of what technology can offer and support blind and partially sighted people who need that knowledge, who want that knowledge as well. Now, Carol Nash is from Portobello in Scotland and joins me now on the line. Hello to you, Carol.
Hello.
Now, interesting, you were diagnosed with the condition Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy 3 years ago, is that right?
Yes. It's pronounced Leber's, I think, by most people.
Okay. And tell us how you found out about that condition and what was running through your mind at the time of the diagnosis, because I can only imagine what was going through your mind.
Well, I knew about the condition because it runs down the mother's side of my family, and I had a blind grandmother and a blind uncle, so I knew about it, but I didn't know that recent research had found out that all daughters are carriers.
Right.
So I only found that out after I was diagnosed. I was diagnosed on April 21st, 2017, and registered blind in September of that year.
And how would you describe your vision now, Carol?
I have no usable vision except contrast, which is very helpful, and I live in an old Victorian flat, and the four panels on each door, the edgings of them have been painted black, and as I get closer to them, it makes it much easier to know where I am, what I'm doing. Some days, though, everything's sort of grey and there's good contrast, but other days it goes dark and grainy and it feels like a really dirty world. I can't see any contrast, everything's very difficult, but I still see light and dark. And I hallucinate a bit, but not as much as I did when I was losing my sight.
Now, when I was reading about you in preparation for our conversation, I read that you had said that you weren't aware of many of the accessibility features that technology could offer until you heard about the smartphone and how it could help you. RNIB, Technology for Life team, I believe, got involved and gave you some important advice on that. Is that right?
Yes. And they also told me about a class that was held locally, 10 minutes walk from where I live, every Wednesday in Portobello Library. Jim McKenzie came and he was the tutor for blind people for iPads and phones. So I started off on an iPad, and because I'd used it as a sighted person, I wasn't liking it. And then eventually I couldn't use the screen at all and I turned over to the dark screen. And Jim noticed the following week, he asked me, "Oh, is that you using a dark screen now?" And I said, "Yes, I've surrendered to it." And Jim said, "No, you haven't surrendered to it. You've just switched over." So that was quite a good way of seeing it. And then I changed after that and realised I can't use a magnifying glass, a pumped up screen, a bright light. It doesn't work anymore. I need to use a dark screen. And then I made the switch onto it and I realised with a whole load of understanding the terminology, flicking, twisting, listening, it's good. It's good. I mean, there's so much more I have to learn, but I can take and make a phone call. I can receive and send email. I can listen to the YouTube app. I can use the Notes app. More than I can think of right now, but yes, it's very useful. Right down to Be My Eyes, if you drop jewellery or anything that you just can't find yourself.
before you lost your vision, you didn't use a smartphone, is that right?
No, not at all. I used one of the ones that you text by pressing buttons three times.
So you had no concept at all of how a smartphone would work for you. And I guess you know, taking a smartphone into your hand at that point, feeling that pane of glass essentially in your hand, thinking, how am I ever going to learn how to use this?
I did think that, especially when Jim's wife Rosita used to come along sometimes and sit with her phone showing all the possibilities. And one part of me thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to learn all that? But the other part of me thought, oh my goodness, if I learn all that, I'll be able to send letters and do all the things Rosita does. So, yeah.
What did you think was the key to learning and the success in learning how to use a smart device in this case? Because I'm guessing you didn't learn it all at once. You couldn't learn everything at once. So, you know, is it about the time you take with learning how to use VoiceOver, for example? Or is it, you know, what do you think is the key to kind of getting the hooks into how it works?
I think if you start to learn things that you're going to use and not obscure things that you may use sometime, for instance, the phone and the email, the texting, I was keen to learn them so that I could use them. But and once you can do that, you realise, gosh, you can do a whole lot of other things too. And I think maybe it'll take me a couple of years before I'm as proficient as some people, but the door's open now to learning it.
And you would encourage others to do the same?
Oh yes, there's a whole world in that phone. There's a whole world, and with a bit of learning and a bit of understanding. I mean, I didn't know that get means that you're getting the app. You have to understand the technology of it all, the vocabulary of it too. I think once I've got that, that's really good. There are things I find difficult. I find the shopping apps very difficult because I can't see in my mind's eye the way it's laid out or what I'm trying to do. And I think some apps are easier than others to use.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great, though, Carol. I mean, you're absolutely right. There are many apps that are challenging, and websites, don't even get me started. But, you know, it is obviously a learning process, and it's something you've clearly taken on and, you know, embraced. So, you know, well done for getting as far as you've gotten. Many people, you know, are terrified to touch this technology, and I hope that by hearing your story, they may be tempted to pick up a smartphone and try it. Carol Nash, thank you so much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
And for advice and support on any technology topic, including apps or phones or tablets or braille devices, smart speakers even, if you want to just know how this technology can help you, contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or email helpline@rnib.org.uk. RNIB also offers means-tested grants of up to £500 towards the purchase of equipment. Again, that number 0303 123 9999 will get you through to the RNIB helpline who can help. Or you can email them, as I say, helpline@rnib.org.uk.